Time to go to the movies with our RN film critic, Jason DeRosso. Hello, Jason.
G'day, Fran.
Jason, this week, the Nelson Mandela film, Long Walk to Freedom.
Yeah, a lot of people will be interested in this, of course. He's just recently passed away, and the story is a magnificent one. This is a film based on the autobiography he wrote in 95. Surprisingly for me, look, it bites off a bit more than it can chew. It tells everything from the sort of tribal coming of age, the adolescence, to becoming a lawyer, then to his troubled first marriage, the years in prison, of course, and then his ascension to the status of a global icon, really, of leadership and struggle. But I think the interesting thing about it is it's a warts and all film, very much. And there are some kind of inconvenient or difficult truths, I think, to be recounted here in this man's life story, including, for example, the marriage with Winnie Mandela, which, you know, suffered, of course, 27 years in captivity. Winnie Mandela became quite a controversial figure in the later years of the apartheid struggle. And I think that's quite well fleshed out in a film that is a little bit hit and miss for me. But Idris Elba in the lead, starring opposite Naomi Harris as Winnie, are both very watchable. And let's get a taste of their particular chemistry on screen. This is in a scene later in the film when Mandela has just come out of prison.
Are you ashamed to greet me in front of our people?
When you speak in public, you must represent the policies of the ANC.
Now, what does that mean?
We are negotiating. We are not fighting a war.
But the people have chosen to fight. Do you want me to betray our people?
Do I betray our people?
You have been away a long time.
What does that mean? I've been away. Does that mean now you can terrorize people? The burning, the necklacing, that has to stop, Winnie.
Do you realize there's a war out there? The people are angry.
We are all angry. I am angry. You are angry. But you must show loyalty.
Sounds pretty good. Idris Elba sounds a lot like Mandela, doesn't he?
He does. And Naomi does a pretty good job at Winnie, I think.
How's the Mandela family responded to this biopic?
Interestingly, I spoke to the director, and he'll be on the show tonight on the final cut. He insisted that they were very open. He says that they didn't want to see a script. They were quite happy with the result, but, you know, very much left him to his own devices. He met Mandela as well, and he talks about Mandela saying that he did not want to be portrayed as a sinner, as a saint. He was very much a flesh and blood man with desires, liked sort of fast cars, appreciated women earlier on in his life. And so I think that foregrounds even more the degree to which, as a man, he had to, I think, forego a lot of his, a lot of the pleasures in life. Of course, a lot of that was forced on him, and become this incredibly disciplined, incredibly intellectually kind of strong person.
That's a big theme of Mandela's speeches and comments later in life, though, that he is no saint. He didn't want to be treated as a saint. We are all sinners, he too.
Well, which is the great thing about this film, even though, as I said, there is sort of biopic filler in this. There's a bit of wallpaper, but amongst it, there are some interesting parts, especially also the part where he starts to negotiate for the transition in power with the white representatives of government. That's really quite fascinating. Oh,
such an interesting period. And so it was obviously in the making for a while.
Well, look, the South African producer had been in talks with Mandela for about a couple of decades. And he was a friend. So, yes.
Jason, another film out this week called The Past, and it's the follow-up to A Separation, which was that Iranian film that won Best Foreign Oscar a few years back.
A lot of people loved A Separation.
Great film.
Yeah, it comes from this director, an Iranian director, who specialises basically in dramas where there are all sorts of twists and turns. They're full of guilty secrets that emerge and tables that turn on all the characters, sending their heads in a spin. This is the first film he's made outside of Iran, in France, and it tells the story of a French woman who wants to divorce her estranged Iranian husband so that she can marry again. All sorts of things happen in this film, as you'd expect. It's very well acted. The lead actress, Berenice Bejo, who was in The Artist, won an award for her performance at Cannes. I was a little underwhelmed. If you loved A Separation, which was like watching, you know, finely choreographed ballet or something. I mean, the tonal variations and so forth, the textures were just exquisite. This is a little muted by comparison, and I think Asghar Farhadi kind of suffers working for the first time mostly out of his mother tongue and out of his country.
Okay, Jason, thank you very much. Jason DeRosso with two picks for this week, the Mandela biopic Long Walk to Freedom and the Past, which is the follow-up to the Oscar-winning A Separation. And you can hear more from Jason on The Final Cut, 9:45 tonight right here on RN, amongst other things. That's interview with the director of that Mandela biopic.